A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered at the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning." This is the word of the Lord. So, the Acts of the Apostles, we have them readings from them every day during this period after Easter. If the title was translated into modern English, it would be something like, "What the Apostles Did," or "What the Apostles Were Doing in Their Day." And the message is that we who are followers of Jesus should be doing similar things in our own day. Now, obviously, Peter's dream when he went into the trance was something of an apocalyptic dream, which I don't think we go in for so radically these days, but the situation was very clear. There were people from another culture receiving Jesus Christ, being baptized into him. And did that mean that they also had to follow completely all the Jewish customs? Because many of our customs are related to our culture. They're not completely tied to our faith. And this has been a struggle, century after century, and in country after country. And we, in our own day, seem to be facing, again, the same problem that Peter faced there, and we need to reflect constantly on what Jesus would say or do, given any given situation in our changing culture and changing circumstances. Now, I live here in the South Pacific, a long way from Europe and the busy part of the rest of the world. I lived for many years in a small island community called Vanuatu, previously known as the New Hebrides. And missionaries are limited by their own experience and their own culture. The fact that we considered our culture superior to the local communities was a bit unfortunate, because there are so many gifts to be offered abundantly, For example, modern education, modern healing, modern agricultural systems, modern cooking means, etc. They provide for a richer life and provide more food for many more people. However, frequently, we human beings tend to become blind to our own ethnocentric attitudes and often don't appreciate the other cultures surrounding us. It happens too in many places of the world nowadays. With the great movement of people, people are settling all over the place. Even in our own small parish here in a suburb of Auckland, so many different races gathered here on any given Sunday. Many, many cultures, people from all sorts of parts of the world. And yet we're all here singing and praying together and socializing afterwards. It's quite a rich experience. Then, of course, the younger people of today seem to have a new culture, a culture different to that of us oldies. They have different attitudes. Some of their attitudes are quite admirable, stunning to us oldies. They can do all sorts of things, reach out to all sorts of people. But then some other things leave us gasping for breath. However, the gospel demands that we constantly rethink the scripture message according to the changing culture of our own time and our own place. We need to think again as we ponder the scriptures. What would Jesus Christ think about whatever the current issue is? Or the current situation, what would he say? What sermon would he give? What story would he present that would answer the thing so neatly? Today also we continue with a gospel reading about the Good Shepherd. And this one for today ends with that Jesus says that he has come so that they may have life and have it to the full. So it's whatever life we are living, whatever our society is throwing up or thinking up anew, whatever great advances there are in science, in medicine, in social communications, that we use them well and we think, how best does this fit with our faith? What would Jesus Christ do in these days of internet and all sorts of stuff? This is all part of the gospel and acculturation, both among the cultures of different people and among the changing and developing culture of our own.